What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, guys, this is your post-Christmas podcast. Catherine and I are here, and we are pumped because who are we talking to today, Catherine?
Emma Hernan. I'm so excited. She's on Selling Sunset, one of my favorite shows. I just binged it last weekend.
I'm so excited to talk to her because I'm a little backed up, but she's actually on right now, so we're going to go a little out of order. So let's talk to her and let's get her on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit, When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Hey, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, babe?
Good. Really good.
So, I know. So, you just had your first season on Selling Sunset.
I did.
So, were you, because I didn't, I unfortunately, did you watch it?
I did.
Because I have not caught up. Like, I've been like, I'm so back with all my shows because of like the holidays and kids and stuff. But like, so I'm like so excited to meet your character, but what did you get from Emma?
Well, I just binged it and it was great.
So you have all the tea.
I know, I do. I want all of it. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't even know where to begin because there's so
much.
Is
Emma nice or is she mean?
So nice.
Okay.
And so she's like involved in drama. She's involved in drama.
Okay.
By default though, kind of, right?
Yes. So
who's nicer, Chrishell or Emma? Because isn't like Chrishell the nice one? Like, that's how I've always, like, perceived her as.
Yeah, but they're different. They're different.
Are you all friends on the show?
Yeah, Chrishell is my girl, so I love her.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I love both of them. Y'all are my two favorite. Don't tell anybody else.
Don't worry. Just a couple hundred thousand people.
It's fine. It's fine.
Nobody knows. Don't worry.
It's totally fine. Okay, so I guess, where do we even start? Okay, so just to kind of catch you up, there's drama with her and Christine. Christine, right? Yeah.
I feel like she has drama with everybody.
Right.
But that's what I don't understand too, because I will say, I know that they have to have that character on a show. I get it. But at the same time, like, I just feel like she's, you can still be nice. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like she doesn't care about anyone, has like no empathy. That's like what I got from her. Like, she just doesn't have empathy or like care about other people's feelings. Am I off on that or no?
Oh no, you're pretty dead on.
Okay.
So, I mean, I tell it like it is, so I keep it 100, but yeah, I mean, I just don't understand.
What do you think it is? Like, is it like a childhood trauma or is it like, hey, just like she just wants to win and doesn't care who she stomps on like to get there?
Yeah, it could be both. I really don't know the reasoning behind it. I don't understand it at all. And I mean, it's one thing to be like, kind of, okay, make like a little bitchy remarks and stuff like that. It's another thing to take it to the level that she takes it. You know, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
And all the girls feel the same, you know? I think every single person feels the exact same way.
But do you think that producers are like, keep going, like cause the drama? Because like, you're not going to have a show without any drama.
I get that for sure. And I think producers, of course, they need, you know, kind of the villain character. But I mean, she does the work on her own. They're not like, I mean, sure. She takes it to the next level, to the point where they're like, did that just happen? You know, I mean, it makes for great TV for sure. But this is actually our real lives that we have to deal with this, you know, so that's unfortunate.
Right. Yeah. What's like been the most hurtful thing that you're kind of like, that's like stayed with you from Christine?
Well, you know, for years, you know, I had to deal with, I met her, she was banging on my windows. I mean, you obviously know the story, but, you know, banging on my windows and DMs, I mean, driving by.
Why?
Super fast, beeping the horn, almost hitting my friend. I mean, it's to a level where, you know, it's not okay.
But
it's
why?
Not. Oh, we share a mutual ex.
So the whole story is
my
about
best
that.
Friend and I share like,
well, it is very similar situation. However, she's basically, they're telling two different stories. I'm not going to outright say, but they are basically telling two different stories.
Who had him first?
She dated him before me.
So are you saying like that you were like the mistress that came in?
No, I mean, they had been broken up. She wasn't taking the breakup well. I mean, she knew about a girl that he was seeing right before me. You know, I didn't know about any of the girls. So he should have shared that with me for sure. Guys will be guys. Don't agree with their behavior.
No.
Guys will be guys. But, you know, unfortunately, she's the type of person where takes it out on the girl that had no idea about her. You know what I mean? But they weren't together anyways. It was irrelevant.
But you know, she says that they were together.
Yeah, of course. I mean, but
and like engaged.
None of her facts. She made up a full-blown engagement that never happened.
What does he say to it? Are you guys still together?
No, we're not still together, but we're friendly and we're totally fine. He's still friends with like basically everyone in the group. He's best friends with Jason and Brett.
How come you guys broke up? Was it like because he did something bad or?
No, honestly, we didn't break up because of cheating or anything like that. We just honestly wanted different things at the time. You know, I'm super family oriented. I love kids and stuff like that. So it was more of like, I don't know if our like futures align, but we're still totally fine. We actually do business together and we're fine friends. So
right.
But yeah.
Also really interesting. So she had a baby.
Who did?
Christine.
With who?
Her husband. She's married.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know.
I don't remember her husband being in the show.
I don't really either. But she's like 2 weeks after having a baby, full glam, had a C-section. But does not look like she had a baby.
So do you think she like had a surrogate?
I don't know. There's a lot of talk out there. But I mean, it's pretty unbelievable, I will say.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate just because people were so mean when after post baby for me. They're like, oh, you look. And I'm like, am I supposed to be ashamed that I look good 2 weeks after having a baby?
Yeah, no. I mean, I get that. I think the whole mom one way or the other.
So yeah, I'm not trying to say that you're wrong.
And
that.
I'm not necessarily mom shaming her. I mean, she's a skinny girl.
I know you're not. I'm just, by the way, we're best friends. This is what we do.
I love that. My best friend is in the other room.
I love it. Anyway, I just saw a lot of talk about that. It's been interesting to watch because people are like, whoa, she just had a baby. But anyway, yes, you did get crap for that too.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. So I'll back off.
I'm just saying. Okay, the only thing that like I kind of that I'm still stuck on is the fact that she was, because here's the deal. I like kind of posted about someone that I was dating and I found out that it was a girl that he had been with. And it's like when someone is done with a relationship, why do you feel like you have to go to the girl and then like say these things about the guy, you know, to be like, and I'm just kind of like, y'all, like, is it a jealousy thing? Is it just like, because you're not, they're like, we're warning you. And I'm like, well, then give me evidence of, I welcome it. I've always welcomed it. I'm not going to be a dumb, naive girl. I welcome anything that you want to bring to me. But they'll just like, oh, you are so insecure for not, you know. And I'm just like, no, I'm just smart because I'm asking for physical proof.
The unfortunate thing is, you know, this was a relationship, first of all, that was 5 years ago. So why, more than that at this point. So why, if you're married with a baby, why is this still even an issue or something that you're concerned about? That's my only thing.
Have you asked her that?
We don't have a ton of interaction. You see the interaction. You guys get to see the interaction that we have on camera. Other than that, I have no need to be around somebody like that. We could not be more polar opposites. Like completely different ends of the spectrum. So,
which, you know, why? Because we were talking a few episodes ago where it's like at our age, I don't know how old you are, but it's like at our age, it's like nurture, I guess, the relationships mm-hmm. that, you know, are the most important to you. And the other ones, yeah. like, don't let the drama and the chaos and all the other stuff come in, because it's not like, why, you know, there's exactly. literally no point. Fine. Make good TV about it. But then also, like, one day to be like, you know what? Like, she's obviously jealous, but also at the same time, it happened a long time ago. She's obviously moved on. Are you dating again?
I'm dating again. I'm single, Yay. But I'm dating again.
I love it.
I'm on the market.
Dating's so hard.
Oh, it's a job. Honestly, I'm taking a break from it because I'm like, it's a job, but
it's yeah. so freaking hard. I was just like, because you have to just like, you know, when you start hearing about people's past and like, then you have to explain yours and it's just like, oh my God, like, it's just like seeing what you can deal with and what you can't deal with the next person. Cause like everyone's going to have, like, that's what my girlfriend, she's like, Janet, you are not going to find a unicorn who has never been married, who doesn't have trauma, who doesn't have, you know, maybe has never cheated before. Cause I have like a big thing with, you know, cause my ex had cheated on me. And so it's like, now I'm like, well, I kind of would like a guy that hasn't cheated before, but I'm like, is that even possible? I don't even know.
Seriously, at this point, like, I don't know. And half the time I feel like they say that they haven't, but really they have, you know, they're just not caught in that moment. So they're like, I'm going to get away with this. No, I've never cheated. I've never looked at another girl when I've been dating someone.
And I think that I do think that there are good guys out there, like your husband. I don't think he would ever freaking cheat, ever. But I'm just saying, like, at, like, you know, 38 years old, it's like, I'm not going to meet this, like, he's probably going to be divorced. And there's going to be a reason that he was maybe, like, him and his wife had issues because he was not well at communicating or whatever.
Well, that's like, also dating at 38 years old.
I know.
There's a big difference. There's a big difference than when we got married at 20-something.
You could also find like a really great guy that like the wife was a little nuts. Because like, come on, let's be honest. Girls are clearly nuts. We all saw it in season
Absolutely.
4. So
I mean,
girls can be nuts too. And then, you know, maybe it's not the guy's fault.
No, it's true. That's true. I know. Are you on Raya?
Yes, I am on Raya.
I went on there a few months ago and I was just like, it's so crazy because there's so many guys in LA that I knew, because I used to live in LA for like 10 plus years. And it's the same guys. They're still single.
They're still circulating there. Like the same guys. They're literally just
still not out a good there, time.
Like, wiping away.
I know. I was just like, oh God, I can't do this. I just can't.
You like went on a date with him 10 years
ago. Yeah, I was like, oh, nope, he's gay, but he's on there. Okay, we're going to go to the next one.
Right. I know. There's a lot of swiping going on.
Well, you brought up the kid point, and I think, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 31.
Okay. And because I'm friendly with Chriselle and we've had her on the podcast when she was actually married to Justin. And then I had her, you know, we've talked since like the Keo split. And I loved how, did you read her DM? I mean, not her DM, but her message, her in-feed about like, you know, it was so.
Oh yeah. Yeah. From her split.
It was so beautifully said, but mm-hmm. it was also like to what I made, what like I made up with that was that like, he didn't want kids and she did.
That's what I'm thinking.
And, you know, kind of to your point too, I don't know if that was the same situation why you and your ex broke up, but it's like, I'm proud of her for not staying in something that like didn't serve her. And that like, that's not what she wants, obviously, to have kids. I don't know. Again, I'm just making this up. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, I feel like she was very open and honest about that. And, you know, they really do love and respect each other. Like, I mean, I wish that every relationship could end that way. You know what I mean? But of course it's heartbreaking because it's hard. Cause it's like, you know, there's not a ton wrong with the relationship. There's just people want different things, which is crazy to think about, but it actually does happen, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and especially with them working together, like, thank goodness that it ended. I mean, I would imagine they probably can, you know, go forward in a working relationship and be, you know, okay, thankfully.
And I remember like someone was like, oh, this is just for publicity for the show. And I'm like, Chriselle, like her heart and like how she loved, like, I didn't think it was for the show.
It didn't even play out on the show.
Yeah. So, but maybe like people are going to want to watch it now to see how they interact. But I don't know. But I don't, I was like, I don't think Chriselle would ever do that. Truly.
She would never do that. Like in a million years. I mean, Chriselle wears her heart on her sleeves. Yeah. She's like one of my favorite people in the entire world. She would never do anything for publicity. I mean, they had the most special relationship in the entire world. They were genuinely in love, you know, and for them to open up about it, you know, proved how much they really cared about each other, you know? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Question for you. Would you be friends with your ex's girlfriend? Kind of like how, like Christine, so how she was being to you, would you be friends with, when your ex gets a new girlfriend, would you be friends with her?
I feel like I would be. I'm not a jealous person. I'm a super sweet, like caring person. And I feel like, honestly, I wouldn't really have a problem with it. As long as, you know, things ended somewhat silly. Obviously when things end, they're never like, oh my God, super great. But at the same time, if it wasn't something that you know, my family was affected by him or something like that, then yeah, I mean, I would be friends with whoever he dates.
See, that's why I'm like, if I didn't dislike my ex so much, I'd be like, I want you and my ex to date.
No.
I would never do that to you. But like, I'm just saying, like,
but you would like your ex to be with someone that you like.
Someone who I like. And like, who I can like be like, girl, like, I get it. Let's go get a drink of wine, glass of wine. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The problem is if you like them, then you don't want them to be with your ex.
No, but because I think people, like, I hope that people can like change and stuff.
True.
But, you know, and again, I think people are different versions of themselves with
for sure.
Like, I am a totally different version than I was with, and I'm going to be a different version in my next relationship because, you know, I won't have all this resentment and hate and, know, whatever. So, I mean, it'd be nice because I'm like, okay, I'm like, I wish I could just like, there should be a show where it's the ex-wife gets to pick the new wife.
But you know what I mean? I like that. I think that's great.
Because it's like, they're going to be around my kids. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like, I want to be the one to pick and be like, okay, this girl is mature. She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's fun. The kids love her. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I get to pick like three girls that he can like choose from.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he can pick from three, but there's three that have been approved. I mean, I'm here for that. I always think it's so fun when like the exes do stuff together with the kids. I'm like, wow. Like if that happens to me, I hope that I can be friends with my ex and whoever he ended up with, especially if you have kids.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I don't want to be friends with him. I want to be friends with his wife.
Yeah. Okay. Just the wife, not him.
Literally just
eventually. We'll see.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
But I do think it's interesting that you said you're different. You're a different version of yourself in every relationship. And I do think that for sure. Cause I mean, my sweetheart that I was with, I was such a different person in my next relationship than I was with him. Cause you grow, you know, with each relationship.
You learn, you grow, you know. Yeah. And whatever they do, however they affect you or you affect them in the relationship, you guys are going to like have a different chemistry.
Yeah,
for sure.
So are you excited to have like a new storyline on the show? Like this to not be about.
Oh my God. Yeah. I knew that I was going to have to address it, of course, especially because, you know, I had to deal with a lot of like the harassing for years. So there were so many things that had to be addressed on the show.
Sure.
But it took away a little bit from who I am as a person. And I have a huge heart and you got to see less of that. And, you know, obviously I've been really successful on my own and it's hard as a woman to prove yourself. So I feel like that storyline overshadowed who I actually am. And I didn't love that, I have to be honest.
So who are you then?
I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm super family oriented. Boston will always be my heart. Like my mom is my best friend in the entire world. And, you know, I've worked really hard to get where I am. It wasn't easy. I've been laughed out of so many meetings because they thought I was somebody's girlfriend. And they thought, literally I was told I was walked into the wrong meeting because it was an investor meeting. And I was the only female in there. And obviously, you know what I mean? They judged me 100% based off my look. They laughed me out of the meeting. No bullshit.
Jeez. That's terrible.
And like, I've had to prove myself so many times. And I think that, you know, you really don't get to see that as much on season 4 or 5. I do think you get to see a little bit more of who I am. You know, my family comes on. So my mom.
Oh, good. Yeah. Cause I'm excited to see more about that. You can tell you have a lot more to you and that you were trying to be respectful. You actually handled everything really well. But yeah, I'm excited to see more of your storyline and kind of see more about you versus Christine over her story.
100%.
Yeah. Like it's like why have the same, it's like no one wants to see the same character arc.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of addressing all of her friendship fallouts, you know, I mean, it kind of goes there and then she kind of actually kind of makes you feel bad for her a little bit towards the end. I mean, yes, it's cause she gets upset. Like all of her friends have left her kind of thing. So you know, but again, I just think that
strategic planning.
Of course. Yeah.
You know how that comes off. But yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I'm excited to see more of your story for sure. I think you've got a lot to give to the show.
Is there someone that you have like a kind of crush on, like actor, athlete? Like what do you usually go for?
I feel like athletes are trouble. So Okay. So my ex was an athlete. I just feel like they're so used to getting everything that they want and they have that mentality. It's like they have to go out and basically win at whatever. So, you know, preferably I would not date an athlete. I feel like I'm more attracted to like nerdy businessmen than athletes. But like, back in the day, like when I was in my like early 20s, for sure, every athlete, I was like, you know, you get excited. But yeah, no, I think like I don't have a specific person, but I feel like I like more like businessmen and people that I can, you know, connect with on an intelligence level too, you know. Athletes aren't usually all there either.
Did you see the CEO of Raya on there? He's kind of cute.
No.
He's a businessman.
The CEO of Raya is on Raya?
Yeah. I mean, he has to. It's like Tom on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Or Tim.
Is he single?
Or MySpace. Is Tom MySpace? Single?
Tom is MySpace.
I mean, I think if he's on Raya, he's single. Because it's like a...
That's why I was asking. That's funny.
I mean, he doesn't look nerdy. I think I'd be like, oh, he's cute. He didn't hurt me back. What's a deal breaker in a relationship? Do you have any?
Definitely someone who doesn't want kids. Mm-hmm. That's like number one. Obviously loyalty. I'm a really big communicator too. So it would be hard for me to be with somebody that's not good at communicating. I over-communicate. I overshare because I think it's so important. And guys are so bad at that. You know, both of my exes, like, they just literally, like, I feel like it was so hard for them. It was like drawing blood to try and get them to talk and, like, communicate how they're feeling and stuff like that. So I would love to be with somebody that wanted kids the same way I do. And, you know, that's good at communicating. I feel like that's the key to success.
Men in communication.
Yeah.
Does Nick communicate well?
Yes and no.
I feel like men just shut down.
Yeah. He's an emotional guy, but yeah, he also will just shut down too. It's kind of hard. Yeah, kind of both. But most men just kind of shut down.
And they're just like, okay, I'll give her space. And instead of communicating, maybe we'll be good in like a day or two. But it's like, we're not going to ever be good because it's just everything's going to pile up, you know, if you don't communicate.
And then we want them to read our minds because what we really want is for them to come in and say, like, you know.
Exactly. When we say, leave us the F alone, we really want them, like, flowers and everything else.
Yeah.
Like, I was write us letters. To you.
Yeah. When like, I say I want space, really I don't want space.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You were supposed to, like, listen to me, but take that and do something completely different. Did you not know that?
Duh.
Hello.
It's like that Billie Eilish song, duh. Like, yeah, that's always, I'm like, when I say I want space, it actually means like I don't at all. I will say though, I don't know. I do. What'd you say?
I do.
You do.
Yeah.
Most
women
you
don't.
You need that. Yeah. Yeah. I think I had a little bit too much wine, to be honest with you, but I was having something with someone and it was actually the guy wanting to communicate. And I was just like, you know what? Nah, I want to go to bed. And it was just like, and then I was so mad at myself in the morning because I was like, dang it. Like, I always preach that I'm such a good communicator. And then, like, the guy was actually trying. And then I was just so, like, stubborn. I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm just.
You can blame that on the wine.
True. Okay. Done. All right. I don't feel
too much wine. One random wine night, you know?
Sometimes, you know, you need to I don't know. When did you get asked to do Selling Sunset?
I guess it was probably the fall of 2020.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and then I found out in January, but we didn't start filming till May. But yeah, I mean, it was definitely something that I had to consider because, you know, putting yourself out there for the world to see, especially I'm a super private person. So like when I was engaged and stuff like that, all my close friends and family and everyone knew, but I didn't post about it. I've always been very protective of my family, my relationships, even like what I did. Not everyone knew what I did except people that were close to me. So putting my life out there for the world to see and judge was something that I went back and forth with, you know, a decent amount. It wasn't a quick, easy decision.
Do you get haters or because I don't ever feel like anyone could ever hate on you.
I feel like, honestly, a really small amount. And I thought that I was going to get more. I honestly thought that I was going to get way more than I did just because, you know.
Why? You're so sweet. Like, you're nice. You're kind.
Like,
your family person?
Because of the situation, certain people have fans and stuff like that. So I wasn't sure how that was going to go. But I think, I mean, when you finish the season, you know that, like, obviously everything I say is the truth and whatever.
It's not the same scenario. Definitely so, like, how you handled it, for sure.
Yeah. And people, but I was very concerned that I was going to get a lot of hate. And the girls were warning me, like, you know, just take it with a grain of salt. Don't read the comments. They're going to say a million things about you. I mean, of course, I see things here and there that it's like, oh my God, you're so ugly and things like that. And it's like, okay, like, brush that off. You know what I mean?
Because please, you know, that's not true.
But, you know, I have to say, I'm thankful for the amount of messages that's been like, you're so inspiring to me. You know, someone was saying that they were kind of a little bit depressed and sitting in their house, and now they went out and started some candle company that she was always dreaming about doing. So if I can inspire some people, a majority of people, that's why I did it, you know?
I love that.
So did you, like, automatically get, like, a ton of new business? I always wonder that when you're selling, when you're doing real estate on a show, and then all of a sudden, you know, you become celebrities. Like, how does that even work business-wise? That's got to be kind of tricky.
I'm definitely getting more, a little bit more reach outs and stuff like that. But I had such a great network already coming onto the show because, you know, the relationships that I made, I have a food company. I partnered with Beyond Meat. So meeting all of these, like, high profile CEOs and stuff like that, they, you know, meet me and obviously have a lot of respect for what I've done and what I'm doing. And so then when they're going to buy a house, they're now coming to me. So I did already have a really great group of clients and clientele. The only thing now, a little bit more people reach out, but I'd say, you know, are they even, you know, can they even buy a house?
Right, so some of them
are like, I mean, you know, their sentences aren't even adding up. So I'm like, we weigh that out though. I have a team that goes through everything now.
Okay. I've wondered how that works. I'm like, cause this can, I'm sure you're getting a ton of stuff that's not even legitimate, but
yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. You're an absolute sweetheart. And if you're ever in Nashville, please come have a glass of wine with us.
I definitely will.
Awesome. You and Chrishell should come.
We will definitely come. And even if we have the glass of wine, I'll still make you communicate after.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Of course.
Thanks. Bye, girl.
Bye.
Oh my God. She is a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. I want to be friends with her. Can she be our friend, Catherine?
Please be our friend.
Please be our friend. Let's take a break and then we'll be back.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit, When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. I don't remember if I've ever spoke on this on the show. I'm sure I have because of what I've said mostly everything on the show. I mean, obviously, you know, but that I cry every New Year's.
Oh, yeah. That's not funny.
No, it's not. And you're laughing.
I know. But you do know what that is. Yeah.
No, I cry every single freaking New Year's. I don't know what it is. And I thought I was kind of alone in that. Until I talked to a girlfriend of mine, and I was like, man, I have like a little bit of confession. I don't think I've told you this. And I was like, I make it in my mind New Year's Eve has to be this like amazing feeling moment. And I make it be something that's like, I don't know. I just make it like something more. My expectation is it's like huge. And normally I'm either like last New Year's, like, well, the last two, Mike and I were fighting. And I'm always like, it's a sign. Like, it's for some reason, however that New Year's night is, it's like how I feel like the New Year's going to be.
That's so interesting because New Year's to me is like nothing.
Why?
Like not even remotely close to special.
Oh my God. Like, tell me more. Why?
I don't know. How boring is New Year's? I don't like to go out. I don't like to
party. I don't like to go out. And that's the thing too. I don't want to be with anybody that I don't know. Like I was telling this person, I was like, here's what you need to know about me. I cry.
Here's the expectation.
Yeah. Well, seriously, I was like, I cry every year. I don't want to. I have to see the ball drop. If I don't see the ball drop, it is over. 2022 is over.
Oh, wow.
Like I have to watch the ball drop.
I guess I just assumed it was kind of situational on New Year's, but now I see like, so what is your expectation? What would be the perfect New Year's for
you? I said,
you?
I want just, you know, with my person or alone, whatever, drinking wine, watching the ball drop, or like with my closest friends.
If it's just you and wine and the ball drop, you're going to cry.
Of course.
So
we're doing a game night, I thought. But
yeah, no, I'm just saying that.
I need to have that, like, you know, like with my friends or whatever, and just like have that like moment of like, I'm with you. We got this. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be.
What?
We're usually together on New Year's, aren't we? Or did we have to cancel at the last couple?
The last two we had to cancel because of Mike.
And I just probably went to bed.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. That yes, I know that that is a big one for you. So how can I meet your expectations this year, Jana?
I want to play games and I want to watch the ball drop.
Okay. Eastern time, Central time. Does it matter when we see the ball drop?
I think it needs to be live to like Nashville. I don't want to watch the. I don't want to watch the.
Not the
Nashville.
New York.
No, not that. Not that one. I want to watch
not
like,
New York, not Nashville.
I want to watch New York.
Okay, so that's Eastern.
No, but it has to be on Central time.
Okay, we'll watch the replay.
Yeah, it's the replay. It's like, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know if it's like, I think I'm just like, I go to this place where I'm like, however it I feel then is how 2022 is going to be.
Do you think you're going to have a hard time because you won't be with the kids?
Absolutely. I mean, it's already hard not having them right now.
Right. Yeah, you, I didn't know like, if it would be for New Year's because it's like the kids are kind of already in bed anyway kind of thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like the kids are already in bed, whatever. But like
but
the fact that I don't get to wake up to them New Year's Day and be like, Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. And like do the little party. Like it's just like that's a bummer.
But you know what? It'll be good.
Next year?
Yeah. Next year. And you'll see that. How great you did this year. Uh-huh. You're going to do great.
So I'm going into 2022 strong, yeah, independent, exactly. Don't need someone in the room cheersing with, although it'd be fun. It'd be nice. I don't need it. Don't need it. But it's like, you know, just have my friends. Christmas isn't canceled. Neither is New Year's. Just you. Right?
Jana.
I don't know. Funny. Yeah, I don't know. But I guess I'm not the only person that feels that way. Like there's just like this expectation.
Yeah.
And this like, it always has felt like, I remember when I was in LA at a club and I was dating John, Julie's husband, and who's my best friend. Let me just say that.
And your ex-husband.
Details. And I just remember being at this club and just being like, this is the worst.
Oh, no.
I don't want to be with people that I don't know on New Year's Eve.
That's a nightmare for me. Yeah. Mm-mm. No, thank you. And then getting dressed up and being out. It's just not my thing.
No, we dressed up for Pam's Christmas party. That was all you get out of me. That was your one time dress up.
I got like a 47% on that poll, by the way.
That's shocking.
It was up to 47%.
That said that you were the one that wanted to dress up. Shocking. Mm-hmm. Nope. Yeah, the people that go to bed, I mean, last year when we went to bed, when we were fighting, like, it was just like, I'm like, how can people go to bed?
I usually try to wait up and see the ball, but it is literally one of my least important holidays. I don't even see it as a holiday. It's just not, I'm like, it's just another day.
Wow.
Tomorrow's January 1st.
What are you going into the new year wanting? I'm not going to say like New Year's resolution. I hate that word.
Yeah, I do too.
I hate it. What are you hoping to grow and do in 2022? Personally.
I think just work on myself.
Continue.
Just like, yeah, continue therapy. Start working out. Because I don't do it.
Well, and here's a question. How can I support you in that? Because I want to be like, hey, like come work out
with me. Yeah, no, I know.
You know, so it's
no,
like.
No, you're so great. I have to be in the mindset.
Yeah.
Or I'm just not going to do it. So I'm hoping and praying for 2022 as I'm working on myself and my mental that I'll start wanting to work on physical as well. So losing some weight, working out, which is like everyone's, I understand. But I think just all around self-care for the year, not just the beginning of January.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe come up with a goal every month.
I wonder where you got that idea from.
It's a great one. I like it.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something every month that challenges me, helps me grow spiritually, mentally, physically, and kind of journal it throughout the year. I journal a lot on my phone. But yeah, I just think that's like, I like the monthly. I don't know. I've read this book a long time called The Happiness Project. And they basically say like every month should be a resolution. So, but again, instead of resolution, change it to like, you know, something that like challenges you, helps you grow, inspires you. Whether it's just like, I took a bath this month and that was like a total self-care moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Something.
How are you feeling about going into 2022? Are you feeling like confident that it's going to be a good year? Are you hesitant? Are you anxious? How do you feel?
I feel excited. I mean, this year threw me for a loop. I mean, I survived 2021.
Yeah.
And anything that, I know that sounds kind of like dramatic, but like, I thought the divorce was going to kill me. Like, because of my anxiety, I thought I could never, literally why I didn't leave for so many years is because I thought I could not do it alone. I didn't think I could have the kids alone. I didn't think I could, my anxiety could do it alone. I didn't think I could just function without him. And this year taught me that I could. And so next year, I'm just excited to like continue to be stronger.
Yeah.
And know that when I, you know, continue on a relationship or don't, or if it ends, like it's not going to kill me. It will not break me. It's just another little beep.
Yep.
Learning that. Experience and grow. Cause I'm like, I already, like I've been broken to the most I could ever be broken.
Right.
I lost my family.
Yeah.
But I gained my new family, you know, well, and like my like.
Yeah. And you've proven to yourself that you can do it. Mm-hmm. You can do it. You and the kids.
Yeah. So I'm like anything like, that's why it's like, it'll be easy for me. Like if something isn't suiting me, I'd be like, all right, bye. Like, yeah. I'm like, I'm good. I can do this.
Yeah.
I don't need to settle. And so I think like going into 22, just being like boss mode, not settling, helping others and just like feeling light and chasing joy.
Chasing joy. I love it.
I hope you all had a Merry Christmas and I hope you have the most amazing New Year's and talk to you next year.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.